Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 349, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you, Leah.
I tell you something fun.
Yeah.
I've already eaten my lunch and you have only been a few bites in.
A few bites in, and then you said, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Put that salad down.
We've been watching stuff.
I have.
We've been quizzing things. Well, I have, and you will be quizzed about something in particular.
We did do a real quiz.
And we did a real quiz, and there were four on our team, and we felt pretty confident.
But we went to a trivia night. A fundraiser trivia night.
Yeah. And we were like, would be really good if there were maybe one or two more on our team, but we couldn't. Like, we just couldn't get people.
Yeah.
Anyway, we came second. We lost by
one point.
1 point.
Do you know, I actually think a team of four was the magic.
I think it worked.
Because a little bit more, you've got more disagreeing. You've got people who can't quite hear what the answer and question is.
Or it's chatting.
Yeah, chatting. Or someone's hogging the writing.
Yes. Four was really good. And we all kind of had slightly different bits of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I think I let the team down with the hockey questions. There were two hockey questions and I had one where I got two-thirds correct and the other one I just didn't get correct. I just guessed. But anyway.
No, you got the one about the thumb, the finger.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Oh, there were three hockey questions. Mm. Yeah, because it was a hockey trivia night fundraiser. Yeah. That's why.
I mean, it's our whole team's fault because really we all should have Googled what were the
winning teams
the Olympics, and none of us did. And so then it was trying to do it from memory.
Because what I did with the hockey ruse in the Olympics, when they lost to China, which was a really good game, like China were amazing, I went, oh, well, that's the end of me watching hockey.
And I'm finished. My team's out.
So I never found out.
Yeah.
Who the other teams in the top three were, I assumed the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And I didn't find out what order they came in. I think it was the Netherlands, China, and then Argentina.
Mm.
Argentina got the – I mean, I should have thought Argentina's a brilliant team. Anyway, didn't get it, but it was good fun.
But, gosh, the four of us together had a good niche.
Yeah.
There was no question that we were just like step in the dark, just –
yeah.
I don't know, have zero clue about.
And there were some that were quite difficult, but we kind of talked it through and then we got it right.
Yeah. I'm still really impressed that I got the name of the Matilda's goalie.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. Because you got the first name, you got Mackenzie.
Yeah.
And then you were thinking, and I think it was by the end of the round, I think because there was always a music question at the end of the round.
Yes.
And that was happening and you just went, Arnold! And we got it right.
It was lost in the back of my brain somewhere and I managed to get it.
And I think that round was the one that we came first in.
Yes.
I think that was that one. Yeah.
Oh.
And the table next to us booed us.
Losers.
It's so funny.
They were losing.
Oh, yeah, they were losing. Yeah, that was so good fun. Okay, I've got some news, so should we get into it?
I'd love you to.
All right.
Follow the Watchers on Twitter at the Watchers Pod 1.
So the first thing I saw was that there's a game about the Monkey King, Monkey Magic, but not Monkey Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on the actual folklore, the Monkey King.
I mean, approve, kind of.
Yeah. It's called Black Myth Wukong. And it is from China, which is where the Monkey King is from. And it sold 10 million copies in 3 days.
Stop it.
And it was only on PC and PlayStation.
Wow. 10 million.
It's really good, right? And I was like, this is amazing. And I've watched some people play a little bit of it, just a little bit of gameplay just to see what it was like. And it kind of is a bit like Dark Souls or Elden Ring, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it looks quite difficult for me, but it looks really good.
Are you
really
gonna do
good.
It?
I don't know. I think it's a bit hard. Looks like a bit difficult.
Also, like if the characters aren't there.
Yeah,
no
I'm waiting
Sandy
for the actual Tripitaka from the Japanese show that I remember.
I want the graphics to be on par
exactly
with the TV
Unfortunately,
show.
This looks better.
Yeah,
Sorry to tell you. But what I really found annoying on, of course, social media, of course, Twitter, was that people are like, yeah, it's not that successful though, because a lot of those 10 million are all in China. And the replies were like, so that's still 10 million people.
You don't get extra points what are you for talking what about? Region people are in.
Unbelievable. Like, oh gosh. Yeah, just stupid. They're like, oh, but it's from the country that it came from.
But okay. But it came out in August and July is way better.
All right.
Please.
So this might be a game to look out for as we get in. Well, we are in the second half of the year. We get closer to the Game of the Year awards.
Ooh.
Might be one to keep an eye on because people seem to, well, off the bat, be heavily into it. Another thing that people are heavily into that I actually thought had finished because I have never watched Ted Lasso, and the only reason is because I don't have Apple. I mean, I've got an Apple, but I've eaten an Apple. I've got Apple products, but I don't have Apple Plus or whatever it's called.
Stop eating your phone, Leah.
Sorry. So I get through them all. But, yeah, I assume that Ted Lasso had finished. I thought they had their few seasons and then that was it.
Honestly, I had no clue. I'd given it no thought.
Mm. Apple TV Plus, is that what it's called? Sorry, I got sidetracked again. It's a very good show. People really thoroughly enjoy it. And I just want to let you know that there is a fourth season and they have gotten three. Now, this was a bit confusing until I sort of read the article. So it helps to read the article and not just the headline.
Not just the headline.
Okay, social media users. They got three of the original cast members. They have been contracted on.
Mm.
I'm talking about Hannah Waddingham, the ing apparently I wanted to put in straight away. Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, they are all on board. And I know what you're thinking, what about the rest of them? Like, I don't know, Jason, who plays Ted. And the reason is these three have been contracted under the UK union, which is Equity. Okay. So now what they have to do is with SAG. AFTRA, I always want to say after, sorry. Mm, I just, I've said it before, but I do. They have to, apparently those contracts have expired, so they need to do renegotiate and put new deals on for the American actors in the cast. So it might take a little bit of time to get that going.
And only contracted for this one season?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. So I think it's interesting that a show that I thought had finished is now being held up because of another reason. I'm like, well, hurry up and get to it so I can tick it off the list of things that are out.
Come on.
Hurry up. Far out. But, I mean, it's won so many awards over the years that I think fans will be like, oh, yeah, it'll be so exciting. So I'm imagining early 2025 is where we might start getting production on it. Or maybe it'll be out in a year's time. I don't know. I don't know how long TV shows take to be filmed. I'm not really sure, but I think that might be one to look out for different awards, not Game of the Year awards, but like Emmys and all that kind of stuff. I know that we're not massive Marvel fans, but Marvel is a massive. Would it be the biggest franchise? Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon it probably is. And they have a series, a spin-off from WandaVision. So if you remember when Disney Plus came out, they were like, we've got WandaVision and everybody watched it, even people that never really watched much Marvel and were like, oh, I don't really know what that is, but it was cool because I got all the early sitcom references.
Yeah.
Like I remember the first two episodes, Marvel fans were like, what is this drivel? And people who
sitcom
knew,
fans like, were like, brilliant.
This is great. It's amazing. I got all of them. Hey, Ed's how going?
He's
going to have a real terrible time when he goes to sit on. He won't care or sit on him anyway. He's sitting on him.
Chester just hit him. Chester had the one eye being like,
oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, great, he's coming. It's okay, Chess.
Yeah, so they're doing a spin-off of WandaVision, and it is about Vision, who is another superhero who is in WandaVision, and it is also, and I know this because they have cast him, James Spader is in it, therefore Ultron's going to be in it. But I just think, how long has it been since WandaVision?
Yeah, that feels like a really long time.
Yeah, I think that was it during COVID, right? maybe.
Maybe, oh,
we could
yeah,
even be
yeah.
talking about 4 years maybe since that came out. But if this is the little kick that they need for the Marvel series on Disney, then awesome. I hope it's a success for them. They've got quite a lot of superheroes that they can go through, I believe, in Marvel. So this is only the beginning. I've got a quiz for you later.
Tell me.
It's about Elijah Wood.
Oh.
Hmm. How well do you know Elijah Wood stuff?
Not terribly.
Mm. I want, if they were questions like what colour are his eyes?
Blue. I mean, he's got delightful
they're
eyes.
Very blue. And they're always sprightly, aren't they?
You know, the movie poster saying starring Elijah Wood in his eyes.
I've seen that. That's how people get in. That's how they get bums on the seats in cinemas.
Because they want to come and see them. They want to gaze into
how
those.
How sparkly are they in this film?
Into those pimming swools.
Yes.
Do you get it? Do you get it?
Degrassi Junior High. Was it Kate? No. Caitlin? Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Or was it the friend of Kathleen? Oh, my gosh. There were two of them. Remember the blonde girl?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Oh, the one with the races. Melanie.
Melanie. That was it. Melanie. Well done.
Thanks.
Now it's time
Melanie
for
Melanie and Snake. Did
That's
they end up
right.
dating?
That was nice.
Let's watch Degrassi.
We
again.
Should. We should. It's nice.
Okay,
we can see
press
what
pause. I don't want to do this anymore.
Fair enough.
Watch Degrassi.
Fair enough. Let's get into these watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, because of Elijah Wood,
yes.
You're like, why suddenly Elijah? Yeah. It's always connected. Well, it's because I watched a film with him in it.
Ah, good segue.
It's called Bookworm.
Mm.
It is from New Zealand, and it is coming out in cinemas today, 29th of August, today.
Nice.
And I got a little sneak peek because I'm very special. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you, but I've already explained to you, and it was
gatekeeper.
Just too difficult. Well, so I'm gatekeeping.
Gatekeeper.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm a little gatekeeper. And this was a funny film because, it was a lot of, well, if you know, you know. This little moment is pretty funny because do you remember where the Lord of the Rings films were?
Of course.
And what is Lord of the Rings film all about for those hobbits? Walking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of – this film is a lot of him walking in New Zealand.
Ah.
Not dressed as a hobbit though.
Is it known that it's New Zealand? Like is that part of
– This film?
The setting
Definitely.
Being of New Zealand part of the story?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So it's about this girl. She's about, I don't know, maybe 10, 11, something like that. Her name's Mildred and her mum gets in an accident and she's in a coma. And this sounds serious, but it's kind of not that serious.
Yeah, okay.
She ends up meeting her dad for the first time who
is Elijah.
Is Elijah Wood and he's American and he traveled to New Zealand to look after her.
Yeah.
Whilst the mother was deaf, well, actually incapacitated.
Mm.
And the daughter Mildred was like, I've never met you before. But I know you're my dad. I really want to go camping and mum never wants to go. Will you take me? And this is a guy that lives in Vegas doing like card tricks and the magic, you know, like sleight of hand. And he's like, okay. Yeah, sure.
I don't
sure.
know what to do with a kid, so sure.
We'll do it because she wanted to go and look for the panther, the Canterbury panther, which is kind of I think every country. I know we've got one where they're like, you know, there's a panther somewhere out in the bush there.
Mm.
And she wanted to go and capture video footage of the panther because – if you did that and sent it on to somewhere, it's like a newspaper or something, the prize was $50,000 and she wanted that, you know, to help her and her mum.
Yeah.
And so they go out into the New Zealand wilderness walking through all these scenes that I am sure we actually would have seen in Lord of the Rings, you know. And it's so funny because it's just him and this girl wandering through. It was mentioned – so there was kind of – a wonderful thing that was written about it in that it's a coming of age film, not just for the girl.
For him as well.
For him as well. Mm-hmm. And they're also their relationship with each other.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I like that premise.
And also, once again, just showing off how beautiful New Zealand is. That wilderness is stupid, right?
Stunning. It changes.
It changes. And they show that.
Yeah.
They're not wandering around in the snow, which I think is probably quite realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, trying desperately to find this panther. It's called Bookworm and it's out today in Australia. I would go and watch it at the movies, at the cinema, because I think it's fun to – we were talking about this. Like, you want to go and see films that you will remember going to see at the cinema. Like, to me, that feels like a special occasion.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of film that you would go away from the film, like the movies, going, yeah, I feel good.
It was a nice story.
I feel happy. Yeah. That was nice. I enjoyed it. Maybe even like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon kind of film.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so go check it out. So nice. Elijah Wood quiz soon. But first, you have to talk about what you've been watching.
I watched a movie called Invitation to a Murder. Now, doesn't that sound creepy? But it's not creepy.
Oh, see, I would have thought it was one of kind of like those whodunit.
Okay, so that's exactly what it was.
Oh, good, good, good.
Right. I don't know why I chose it, to be honest.
So where was it?
It was on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it said it was a mystery thriller. And then it did say whodunit. I think that's what got me. And the thriller, I was like, oh, I don't know if I really
Yeah, thriller's
want
a bit much, but whodunit, I think is such a – like, isn't it funny that right there explains the genre?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
And I thought – I actually did think – I'll give it a go. I'll turn it on and see what I think.
Mm.
And if it's too thrillery, scary, I'll turn it off. Yeah, I'm not going to continue with it. But it was very much in the vein of the good Agatha Christie's Poirot. Like, it could have been, you could have substituted the main character for either one of those and it would have worked just as well. So it's set in the early 1930s in England, and a recluse billionaire lives on a very remote island in, I think, the south of England. And as all good mysteries start, he, for some random reason, sends letters to five or six strangers, inviting them to a weekend at his remote, scary island.
This is great already. 1930s as well. You've got the outfits.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything's good.
Got the old buildings. Mm. You know, it's going to be a little bit foggy sometimes. And, you know, why wouldn't you accept an invitation to a weekend to some random stranger? Why not?
This sounds perfect.
Why not? So, lo and behold, all the strangers arrive. They don't meet the billionaire. He's not around because he's a recluse.
But he's invited everybody.
He's invited everybody, but he won't see anybody. And then, lo and behold, someone dies, don't they?
Is it somebody from the group? Like okay.
Mm-hmm.
So someone, it's not like somebody who was already there.
Okay. One of the group die. Now, I'm making fun of it, and I shouldn't, because it was a good story. It was a nice story. But it stars, which I thought was a really unusual casting choice, but gosh, she did a good job. The main character, who was the young – she's a young florist, but wannabe detective. She's a wannabe Miss Marple.
Okay.
It's Misha Barton.
Oh.
You know, from the OC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's doing an English accent. She's grown up a lot. While she looks, I guess she can't, you know, it's Misha Barton, but she looks more, obviously more adult, but just felt a little bit more, I guess, within the character and comfortable within herself and
more of the 1930s.
More of the 1930s. Whereas I think we all hear Misha Barton and think, oh, tall, super skinny girl in a bikini on the OC beaches.
Yep.
It was such a difference.
Cool.
And she did such a good job.
This might be the beginning of her swerve.
She did a fabulous job. Her accent was really good.
You couldn't tell?
No, there was every now and again you thought, oh, okay, she might have been coached on that. But gave me a little bit of a giggle, but she said, issue.
Perfect. Yeah, that's really good. That's cool.
Anyway, it has a great twist to it, a fun storyline.
So you didn't guess?
No.
Cool.
No, I didn't. and lots of characters, which those sorts of stories always do. But it was a good one.
And because it's English, I'm assuming that there's a lot of those characters you're like, oh, I've seen you in stuff.
Yes, and then some that I didn't know, but maybe they're just not my genre. Like one of the characters, I thought, oh, he's a really good actor, but I've never seen him in anything. I looked him up. He's been in Westworld.
Oh, can I have a look at his
face? Yeah, it's Chris Browning. Face?
I recognise him. Yeah, you're right. If you hadn't have said where he was from, I'd go, oh, yeah, I've seen him in stuff. Mm. I just can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
So what was it called again?
It's called Invitation to a Murder
on Amazon Prime.
Okay. It was made last year. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
That's kind of, you would almost want to have a double feature, like at home, you know, like a lazy afternoon or something. Double feature with that and maybe one of those like Death on the Nile or Murder on the Orient Express kind of thing.
Exactly.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And then every night the following, like that week, you would watch maybe an episode of White Lotus or something.
Yes.
That'd be cool. Okay, let's get into this quiz. An Elijah Wood quiz. So we know his eyes are blue. We know that he's been in New Zealand at least twice.
Okay, so I got two questions right.
How many more can you possibly get correct? Who did Elijah Wood play opposite? So who's the co-star in the movie from the early 90s? So he was a kid, The Good Son. So it was another child actor from the early 90s.
Yeah.
The other child actor was the more famous one.
Heartthrob?
No, before Heartthrob, younger.
No, like as in he was a heartthrob, the other child actor.
No. They were too young to be heartthrobs.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you some clues. This other actor, their initials are MC.
Macaulay Culkin.
Mm.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
One was really evil and one was the good son. Yeah.
Who was evil? Do you know?
I can't give it away.
Okay. That's actually that's the story.
That's the story. What was his character's name in the Lord of the Ring films? Lord of the Ring films. Yes.
Frodo?
Yeah, Frodo Baggins.
Baggins.
But I would have accepted Frodo.
Thank you.
How many seasons of Yellowjacket are there, which he is in? I think he's in one of them.
Three.
Close. There's two, but they're going to make a third.
Well, I counted.
And that third is
a
long, long time coming, but it will be made next year.
They've done it. I said three.
Is the one with all of the actresses that you would ever want to see.
Yeah. Wasn't the one where they gave you first season on something and then it switched over and second season got picked up by someone else and they refused to show it?
Mm-hmm. So I think Netflix had season one, but it was actually made by Paramount. So Paramount has the others.
So we'll wait for Amazon to have season three.
Yeah, that's right. So confusing. What podcast was he a big fan of and then appeared in season two?
My dad wrote a porno.
Yes. He was one of – was he the first guest or – he was one of the
I
first
guests.
I think
Daisy Ridley was –
was one of those two, yeah. He must have been the second one then. And he was they were both really into
hilarious.
It. So funny.
That's a blast from the past. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think I would have remembered that.
It was one of those questions that I was like, not everything – I don't want to do everything about films that he's been in. And then I was doing the Yellow Jacket thing because I was like, oh, that's right. He was, I forgot.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, I remember he was in that.
See, until you said, like when you said what podcast was he on, I thought, oh, I don't know.
How would I know?
And then you said he was a fan of mine. I know. I've got it.
Yeah. How old is he?
Do you know I was going to ask? Is he older or younger than me? Don't say it. He is. 41. 43. I was going to say 43. Honestly, I was.
Why didn't you?
Because then I thought he's too youthful. Maybe he's 39. And they went, no, that's a bit too young. I'll bump it up.
Yeah. That means Macaulay must be about the same age. Sits about right,
yeah.
I think. 43. Final question. It's a true or false.
Okay.
He was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
False.
Mm-hmm. He was not in
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
He was definitely not.
It was someone else.
Mm-hmm. It was the kid with the glasses and the dark hair.
Yeah.
Famous from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Exactly. You can probably finish your salad now because we're done. That's the end of the quiz, and that is therefore the end of this podcast, which I've realised has been quite a quick one, even though we've had the exact same amount of content, really.
Yeah.
But we must have – I don't feel like we rushed
it. We were succinct in our recommendations this week.
Maybe one or two of the news stories were quick. Not even that. I feel like we had a chat.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe we were just – very much Elijah Wood expert.
Yeah, there was no, there were absolutely no umming and
ahhing.
But
then, you know, last week I nailed that Brady Bunch episode.
That was very good. It was an episode quiz.
That Brady Bunch quiz. Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Speed round.
You know what you could do tonight?
What?
You could watch the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, but I was going to watch Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, that's, sorry. Obviously, Degrassi. Yeah. Might have to get my DVDs out of Press Gang again soon.
Oh, I bloody love Press Gang.
That is phenomenal.
Bloody love it.
Honestly, the interaction, I was going to say chemistry, but it's not quite right. The interaction between Spike and Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Spike? Yeah. Is that his name? Yeah, Spike. Dexter's his real name. I was like, they're both like quirky names.
Yeah.
Spike and Linda.
Yeah.
Second to none.
From the get-go.
Get-go.
But he, I mean, Linda was a standout. But when he walked in, because he was essentially the outcast being the American, you stopped and were like, he's incredible. He's a really good actor and he's
really, really good.
15.
Yep.
Probably not even.
I don't know how old they were.
Whatever. They were teenagers. Young.
So good. Do you remember the episode where there was an outline of a body?
Yep.
I remember what happened. Isn't
you
that
don't?
No, I do. Like
it's the glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're pointing at the
shop that sold the glue.
Yeah, like the hardware shop.
Yeah.
So the minute that episode comes on, I'm like, oh.
I know what happened.
And it's all about a whodunit. Like it's a mystery. Then the first 3 seconds out, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is.
Because as a kid, that was a standout mystery.
It was quite scary. I thought it was quite scary.
Yeah.
Mm.
Show.
So Degrassi and Press Gang. Yep. Okay, cool. Excellent. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Everybody wants something. I'll take your money.
And never give up.